You're listening to the Food Freedom Life Podcast. My name is Brittany Allison, and I spent 6+ years stuck in diet binge cycles, hating my body and envying others who seem to have it all because I never felt enough. What I discovered in my journey to food freedom and becoming a registered dietitian is this: you can either live your life at war with your mind or learn to work in sync with it. So if you're ready to learn how to be in tune with yourself and evolve your life, welcome to the show. Welcome, welcome. I am so glad to have you here for another episode of the Food Freedom Life Podcast. In Canada, at least in Toronto, it is hot as the middle of freaking July right now. We just had the Victoria Day May long weekend in Canada, which I feel like kicks off the summer every year. And the weather here in Toronto is very much reflecting that. It's been so hot the last few days, which I know can bring up a lot for people around body image, this whole idea of bikini bodies and summer bodies and having to bring out the jean shorts from last year and the rest of the summer wardrobe and think about pool parties and beach days and just wearing less clothes in general. It can be, let's just say, it can be nerve-wracking, especially when you know that you're a summer person and you love the warm weather and not having to bundle up, but your body image is making you feel like you're not a summer person. We need to talk about it. For me, I'm totally a summer person. I have grown to like the winter for sure, mainly because it's so beautiful when there's fresh snow, and my dog absolutely loves the snow, so he gets a lot of joy out of it, and that makes me really happy. But I live for the warm weather. I love the spring, the way everything starts to bloom. Soon you don't have to wear a jacket anymore, and then being able to be outside all the time and go swimming and go for nice trail hikes and walks and wear sandals and maybe even go to the beach and sit on patios, and it's light out for so long of the day. Like, summer is the best, definitely my preferred season. But for a lot of people, summer coming can cause kind of a lot of anxiety and high expectations and not so great feelings. And maybe you have both of these things. You're excited and looking forward to your summer plans, but also on some level feeling very anxious about getting out there in summer clothes and bathing suits and being more exposed. So I thought this would be a good time to talk about some of that and how to work through it so you can enjoy yourself throughout the summer, not stress out so much, especially for those of you who have experienced body changes over the last couple of years. Before we dive into the episode, if you're ready to leave behind the late night pantry raids, the mindless drive-through visits, the home alone binges, and feel more neutral about your body this summer so you can build confidence wherever you want and keep the inner bully at bay, the doors are open for the Empowered Eaters Collective. Get weekly group coaching calls with others who get it so you don't feel so alone in this, my signature step-by-step food freedom course, and unlimited community support inside the program. Prices are going up soon, so be sure to join now for only $37. Head to the link in the show notes to join today. And let's just start out with the concept of a bikini body or a summer body or a beach body and talk about what that even is, right? Like, the concept of everybody is a bikini body or everybody is a beach body or everybody is a summer body is definitely something you hear a lot in mainstream body positivity. They get thrown around a lot. And I just strongly believe that if you want to wear a bikini or wear shorts or wear a tank top or go to the beach or the pool or just exist in weather appropriate clothing in the summer, everybody has the right to be comfortable in what they're wearing and wear what they feel good in and what they like. There's no size limitation to wearing bikinis or tank tops or shorts or anything like that. And there's some nuance to the whole concept of everybody is a beach body and everybody is a summer body and everybody's a bikini body on social media, because of course it's different for a thinner person in a largely like socially acceptable body to show their roles wearing a bikini, normalize cellulite, stuff like that. I think it's still important for that to exist because it does help people recognize that very few people look like the quote unquote ideal, but it also kind of misses the point too, because often these like everybody is a summer body posts we see are not representative of bodies that are actually marginalized. But at the same time, it does help people who just feel like their body is not good enough to see that, like, hey, there are differences in bodies and no body is smooth and airbrushed and perfect and tight everywhere, all that. So there is a place for it. But I think with mainstream body positivity, you also see a lot of everybody's a summer body, but they're not really showing everybody. So I just want to be clear that when I say everybody or all bodies, I literally mean every and all bodies. And I especially mean all the bodies who have been told all their lives that they are not one of the bodies that's allowed to do this and exist in this way and wear the clothes that they want and exist in weather appropriate clothing in the summer. And I think with this, just know too that you don't have to wear a bikini or a bathing suit or a skirt or a crop top or any of those things to prove to anybody, including yourself, that you accept your body. Wearing things like this, wearing revealing clothes, is absolutely not a prerequisite to body acceptance or body neutrality or body love. You don't ever have to do anything that you are personally not comfortable doing or you don't feel like suits your style. And I'll get more into that in a minute about why the goal should be to be comfortable in our clothing choices as opposed to aspiring to a specific clothing choice. But one of the problems with all this talk about bikini bodies, even in terms of like everybody's a bikini body or everybody's a summer body, is that it keeps us in this brain space of thinking that a bikini body or a summer body should be the goal. It still creates this idea of what that body should be and what that body should look like, and has us comparing ourselves to that ideal. And you've heard me talk before about why loving your body is maybe not that helpful of a goal, because when we have our goal to be loving our body 100% of the time, it still kind of centers our bodies as our goal in life. And we want to, as much as we can, shift focus away from our bodies and towards all the other things that make you special, that make you you, that make you unique. And with that, something to consider is that when we're talking about summer bodies, what does that really say about what our ultimate goals are anyway, right? Maybe what your body looks like this summer, what you're wearing on your body this summer, is not what you care about at all right now. Maybe that's not the goal anyway. Is the goal that we should feel like everybody looks good in a bikini, or everybody looks good in the tank top, or everybody looks really good in these shorts? Or is the goal that we actually don't care who is or who isn't wearing a bikini, because we see people as people and not just as bodies in bathing suits or bodies in shorts or bodies in tank tops? Maybe the goal is just to feel good this summer and to be able to do all the things you want to do and make all the plans you want, regardless of what your body looks like or how you feel about it in a given moment, because that will ebb and flow. And we internalize all these standards and this idea of the bikini body or the summer body or what kind of bodies are allowed to wear certain clothes. And we use it as a weapon against ourselves, that I shouldn't take up space. I'm too much. I'm not worthy of wearing this or that or doing this activity. Everybody's going to judge me, think less of me, make all these assumptions about me, and that I'm lazy and a slob and unorganized and I'm not disciplined and I have no willpower. We really need to take a step back from all of this and recognize, where are these messages coming from? Where did I learn all of this? Have I picked it up from the culture? Have I picked it up from parents? Have I picked it up from other adults in my life while I was growing up? Have I had negative body image experiences that have led me to think this way? Where has it come from? And is it inherently true? Right? Is it actually something that can be generalized? Or am I generalizing this when maybe it was just this one person or these few people? Will people really make a big deal of me taking up space, wearing my shorts or my tank top or my dress? Will everyone think less of me and not want to talk to me or give me the time of day? There may be some people, but are they your people? Are they the people who love and care about you and who are choosing to spend time with you? What are you really afraid of here? Who are you really afraid of? You can't protect yourself 100% from the judgment of others, no matter your body size. Your body is not meant to be a tool to protect you from the judgment of others. Your body is your vehicle to live this life. It's not a tool for controlling others. It just can't be that. It can never be that. It's out of your control who judges you and who accepts you. And when you can really step into that and stop trying to judge you or not, and just let yourself live and give yourself permission to be judged and not give so much energy to it, that's where you can really live and wear the clothes that you want and just exist and be happy, especially in the summer. That's when you can let go of, how do my arms look when I put them in this position? And how do my legs look when my thighs are smushed against this chair while I'm sitting? How does my back look in this dress? You don't know if anyone is thinking anything about those things. And honestly, it's none of your business. So give yourself permission to let it go. The people who care about you still care about you, even when they can see more of your body. There is such an emphasis on having a summer body or a beach body or a bikini body as the ultimate goal because we live in diet culture. We live in a world where there's literally an entire company that promotes fitness and nutrition called Beachbody. And let's be real, they don't promote fitness and nutrition, they promote weight loss. There are also so many short-term fitness programs, whether promoted by a gym or a program you do at home, that's literally focused on bikini body or summer body, and that's what's in the title of the fitness program. And often those programs include super high intensity, hardcore exercises coupled with restriction, low calorie intake to get you the most results in the shortest amount of time. And I have definitely been sucked into those, and I used to work at a gym that did 6-week bikini challenges all throughout the summer. It was surrounded by messaging like, let's tone up for bathing suit season, let's get those arms ready for short sleeves and stuff like that. And it's just so problematic that this is still a thing that happens in the fitness world because it's so steeped in creating a lot of disordered eating and exercise behaviors, thoughts about your body, this black and white thinking, the all or nothing, these extremes when it comes to exercise and food restriction, deprivation with food, body preoccupation. So a lot of us in our struggles with body image, you know, we have these certain parts of our bodies that we obsess over and overthink, our arms, our thighs, our stomachs, whatever. We all have these parts that we can become obsessive about where it ends up being all consuming. We do a lot of body checking around these really specific body parts, and there's all this marketing around spot reduction, especially in these 6-week challenges, and that really encourages us to continue to be obsessive and overthink about these specific parts of our bodies and think that if they don't change, if we don't make them into what this culture is telling us that we should, that we are not allowed to expose them and wear clothing that shows them off in the summer when it's absolutely weather appropriate to do so. And then there's this whole idea of summer bodies are made in the winter or your bikini body is made in the kitchen. There are just so many narratives that exist around this idea of a summer body or a bikini body, and it's so messed up, right? The whole point is that the fitness industry can control you all year round. Like, oh, in the summer, let's pressure them for bikini bodies, and oh, let's also tell them that in the winter we need to be working on our summer bodies and this is the time to do so. Like, it's just terrible. And you see it show up in memes and funny videos on the internet, and it does come off as harmless. And there's nothing wrong about laughing at it, but it is important to look deeper at it and the messages that are interwoven into it and recognize that perpetuating these messages is causing you to internalize it. And when you can realize, like, oh, you know, that's kind of funny, but also messed up and not really all that harmless, and I don't need to take this at face value, I need to kind of acknowledge this for what it is. Because that's the kind of stuff that stays with us, and it can have a real impact on our ability to enjoy our lives. And it leads into the idea that only certain body types can wear certain clothes or certain swimsuits and that kind of thing. We see comments online that people will make about, oh, you know, that random person on the beach shouldn't be wearing that bathing suit. Like, why do we care? How does it affect your life? Literally, it doesn't. Why do we even want to put the effort into caring about what someone else chooses to wear? It doesn't affect your life at all. And outside of the internet and through our whole entire lives, we pick up these little messages that we hear and we see when it comes to talk about other people's bodies, right? Bodies around us, bodies of other people on social media, bodies of people that we know, their bodies of celebrities. And it's like, oh yeah, they shouldn't be wearing that, or oh, they've gained weight, or this or that or the other thing. And we internalize it. And it makes us feel like if we're at a certain age or weight, or if you're a mom, you shouldn't wear the bikini and you shouldn't wear the shorts and you should wear something with more coverage. And that really goes back to the idea that you don't need to prove anything to anybody to wear a bikini or wear the shorts or wear the tank top. Not only does your body not need to look a certain way in order to wear a bikini, but wearing a bikini does not need to be a goal at all, or wearing the shorts or wearing the tank tops. Maybe you never liked wearing those things ever. Maybe you did, but now you want to wear something that you're not going to have to readjust every time you like get down in the sand with your kid. Maybe you're just a different person now than you were when you were 18, right? Like, who knows? Let's just normalize evolving our tastes and our style and our preferences with swimwear and with summer clothes. Based on the fact that our bodies are supposed to change, they probably have changed and evolved since you were in high school or college, and our preferences change too. And that preference may be based on body change. it may be based on functionality and having, again, to like get down in the sand and chase the kids around versus just lounging on a chair and sipping a drink by the pool. Things change, life changes, and our choices in summer wear and swimwear can also change with that too, and that's okay. We don't have to strive for the bikini or the super short shorts just because we're told we should, because I think that happens a lot, and I do see that a lot with my clients that like, oh, you know, I want to wear a bikini. It's like, well, why? Right? Like, did you actually ever enjoy doing that, or do you feel like you should be able to do that? And when you go shopping, it's also okay to take the time to prioritize what's comfortable for you too. And I think that's actually a huge thing as we work on our body image and work towards body neutrality and body acceptance, because I know for me, I remember all my life just hating and dreading swimsuit shopping. And I can't even tell you how many swimsuits I have bought that just ended up being uncomfortable, or they didn't fit quite right, or they're just not practical in what I actually need or would want to wear, because first of all, I was rushing, I was stressed, I was disconnected and dysregulated and in a horrible place emotionally while doing the shopping, and I was also prioritizing all the wrong things. It was all about like, how could I camouflage my body in different ways, or what would be the most sexy, or what's trendy, or what's gonna like make me look closest to this bikini body ideal, things like that. Whereas now, I don't mind shopping for bathing suits because my mindset around it has shifted. I'm not going to try to figure out what hides my body the best or what makes my body look the most this or that. It's like, what's comfy? What do I like? What feels like me? And that goes for all shopping too, not just bathing suit shopping. And I'm definitely not trying to be like, oh, you know, if you practice body acceptance, you're going to absolutely love bathing suit shopping. No. My personal relationship with shopping overall has changed, and bathing suit shopping is a part of that. When you can tune into what's comfortable because you're not so disconnected or stressed out or emotional about the process, and you're not trying to, you know, compare your body to some standard of what a bikini body should look like, it can actually be okay. And honestly, you don't even have to wear the bathing suit at all, right? Like, at the end of the day, it really comes down to just getting to a place where you can make empowered choices for yourself about your own comfort, about what level of function you need, and even about what styles you like. The kind of stuff that you know, can't really get into when you're so caught up in the rules and diet culture. And the same, all of this goes for shorts too. Shorts can be great because they help you stay cooler when it's so hot out. And let's be real, I mean, if you're sitting on a plastic chair, your legs in those shorts are either going to be sweating buckets and you're going to be sliding all over the place, or you're going to stick right to the chair. And that when you stand up, it feels like your skin is going to rip off. Surely you can relate to that. It's something that needs to be taken into consideration in terms of like, what's your preference? Are you okay with dealing with that? Or would you rather wear something a bit longer? And then, you know, you can also get the thigh rub, and that can be uncomfortable, and the chafing. And we just need to normalize that there are solutions to all of these things, right? We want to make comfort the goal and helping ourselves be comfortable. Because with talking about summer and bathing suits and bikinis and shorts and wearing what you want, I need to address that for some people, there is definitely physical discomfort that goes along with some of these clothes, not just emotional discomfort of like, oh, what people are thinking about me. And that's important to recognize. And telling somebody who's going to get really bad thigh chafing from wearing a dress or short shorts to just wear the shorts is not always the most helpful. And I think the more we have conversations about just how we can make ourselves more comfortable, we can normalize that, and there can be less shame about it, because there should never be shame about making yourself comfortable and advocating for yourself and doing the things that you need to do to accommodate for your body. That is not a bad thing. And if you have to accommodate for yourself more because your body's changed or because you've gained weight or whatever it may be, that is not a bad thing. We don't need to run away from that. We don't need to hide from that. We need to address it and help ourselves out, help our bodies out. The more we have conversations about like thigh chafing, for example, or maybe we call it chub rub, which I feel like could be stigmatizing, but I also think it sounds kind of cute, so I like to call it that, you know. But, you know, everybody is welcome to use the language that they're most comfortable with, but I think it's so important to have this conversation because it just destigmatizes it, right? Which is so important, especially for people who are the most stigmatized in terms of body conversations. I also just want to point out that thigh chafing, chub rub can happen to people at any size. I mean, for me, even when I was at my smallest size, it still happened to me, right? It has a lot more to do with the angle of your thigh bones and the width of your hips and your gait than just how much you weigh. And I used to feel so much shame about it until I realized how normal it was. And it's so messed up because it happens to everybody, but we shame everybody for it because we think of it as, you know, a quote unquote fat problem. And there's a lot to unpack about that, but, you know, definitely something that we need to be talking about and just getting the shame out of it. The shame cannot exist in the open. So we need to talk about it. And, you know, for that, some people use balms or lotion. Personally, I find that more like kind of deodorant sticks like Mega Babe or Body Glide are really helpful. You can just use regular deodorant too. I haven't tried that, but I have heard of that. And that can be a solution if you're in a pinch. But bodies can also chafe at more places than just the thighs too, right? Like upper arm chafing. You could also apply that balm or lotion in other places. Personally, I like to wear shorts under a dress or skirt. I also am just always afraid that someone's going to see my butt. And I don't know where that came from. I've always felt that way, even from being a little kid. So I like wearing shorts under every single dress or skirt that I wear, no matter how long it is. I even wore it under my wedding dress, even though that went to the floor. It just feels wrong to only wear underwear under a dress. but, you know, that's something that can also be really helpful too. So we just need to have more conversations about how we can make ourselves be more comfortable, how we can accommodate for our bodies, how we can get through this summer, this warm weather, in the best way for our bodies possible. And even going into the summer, I know you're gonna cringe, so just bear with me. I know you're gonna cringe when I say this, but it's so helpful to pull out all of your clothes and decide what even still fits into the summer. What do I even still like? What do I actually want to wear? To do a big clothing audit and just see what doesn't work for you, what you need. And I know this can be so, so hard, especially if a lot of things aren't fitting, but going through it now and getting it over with so you can sell those clothes, donate them, whatever you want to do, and make room for new or new to you things that actually do fit so you can get dressed with ease all summer long makes for way better body image at the time when you actually need to be going places. And when you're doing this, doing your clothing audit, when you're trying on everything, don't use the mirror, please. Put on some fun music, put on a comfort show or a movie, turn away from the mirror and just try stuff on. See if it fits, if it's still comfy, you know, put it on, do a little squat test, just do a bit of a body scan, figure out, okay, how does this feel on my body? Is it tight? Is it digging in anywhere? Is it cutting me off anywhere? Is it squeezing me weird? Like, how does it feel on my body? If it doesn't feel good, take it off, go on to the next thing. If it does fit, okay, you can turn around, look at the mirror, see if you still like it or not, but only do that if it fits and feels comfy on your body. Otherwise, it just becomes this judgment of your body. And I know there's, you know, you're probably having questions too about like, well, if it's just a little bit small, like I kind of want to keep it. I totally get that. And that's fair. Bodies change. And I know you might not want to get rid of something that's like your favorite pair of shorts if they're just like a little bit too small. Totally fair. But take it out of your drawers, put it in a bin that goes like under your bed or in your closet or in the basement, in storage, wherever. Make sure that your drawers and your closet are full of only the things that fit your here and now body so that when you go to get dressed, you know that you can grab anything and it's gonna work. You don't have to like sift through and oh my God, like, you know, oh, these ones are too short and these ones are too small and yada, yada, yada. Like just put that away for now. If it's really small and you're like, I was restricting heavily when I last fit into this, we don't want to go back there. Those are the things that we want to thank for serving us at a certain time in our life, but I'm done with you and get rid of you. Those are the things that we do not need to be hanging on to. That is not good for the energy in our space. That's not good for our body image. We want to say goodbye to those things. But the things that are a little too small, I get it. It's hard, but let's take them out of our drawers. Put them away, out of sight, out of mind for now. And again, we need to destigmatize making ourselves comfortable. And that's definitely one of the things that I hear a lot from people as their bodies change and when they find that maybe they do have to start wearing shorts underneath dresses or use a balm for chafing or things like that, is that they don't want to have to do that. but we know how to make ourselves comfortable, and we do it all the time in other contexts, right? If you're cold, you put on a winter coat, and you don't judge yourself for the fact that you need a winter coat to not be cold. But when we're making accommodations for our comfort because of body size, we stigmatize that and we deny ourselves that comfort, and we need to stop doing that. Making yourself comfortable does not mean that you're failing or that you're going to gain weight for the rest of eternity. No. It's just that you're wearing comfortable clothes that make your body feel good. That is it. Different body sizes deserve to be comfortable too. And we have the ability to make ourselves more comfortable even in larger bodies. And so some of the work here is unpacking. You know, if I could make my larger body more comfortable instead of trying to force it to be smaller, you know, why do I think one of those is the better choice? Why do I feel guilty about making my body comfortable after I've gained weight? So much of this around feeling more confident going into the summer is examining our beliefs about how we feel about our bodies from a societal level to a personal level, and specifically how we feel about our bodies in the summertime and during beach season, that sort of thing. You get to be the autonomous owner of your body even in the summer, and you get to decide whether you want to be in a bikini or not, whether you want to be in shorts or not, what feels comfortable for you, and how you are able to provide yourself with comfort. And none of that has any good or bad or morality attached to it. Every body, yours, mine, everybody else's, regardless of size and shape, deserves comfort, and we as individuals get to decide what that looks like. And regardless of what it looks like and what it feels like, you are not obligated to post about it on social media either. You can just live your life. I think we get so caught up in like, oh my God, I'm gonna have this beach day and I have to post pictures. Like, no, you don't. You can just live your life. So if you're listening and you wanna weigh in and let me know how you feel about summer and summer bodies and bathing suits and shorts and tank tops and all those things, come visit me on Instagram at TheFoodFreedomLife. Send me a message, share this episode on your stories, let me know what you're thinking, and I would love to talk to you over there. And if you enjoyed this podcast and found value in this episode, please be sure to give me a rating and write a quick review both in Apple Podcasts and Spotify, or just anywhere else that allows you to do so. This is what really helps boost me up the podcast rankings and help me reach more listeners. But that is all for this week. Enjoy the beginning of summer, and I will talk to you in 2 weeks.